things are getting progressively tumultuous. Global calamities, national calamities, financial calamities, personal social calamities, calamity abounds, and expect more. If we are situated where it appears, calamities like the world has never seen before are on the short horizon, culmination calamities. These are the very last days. We are nearing and could possibly be on the threshold of the great and globally staggering tribulation period, which precedes the great and terrible day of the Lord, the Battle of Armageddon. During this great 7-year tribulation period, a host of calamities will strike the earth, orchestrated by the hand of God. Jesus spoke of this great tribulation period and said there was never anything like it before, and neither will there ever be like it again. The tribulations of the terrible time of God's wrath will not be tribulations of the natural sort. A short list of issues will include food shortages, where a pound of wheat will sell for $96. 1/3 of the trees and all grass will be destroyed. Stars falling out of the sky and striking the earth. The earth will be knocked out of course. The wind stops blowing and its reciprocal devastations. The four horsemen destroying with hunger and death and with the beast of the earth. Water turning to blood. A 2-million-man army which destroys 1/3 part of men. Unimaginable locust-like creatures that will torment the sons of Adam, and so much more. When man turns his back on God, the judgment of Deuteronomy 32:35 is invoked. To me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste. Those who have turned their hearts to Jesus Christ, those who have been born again, will escape the calamities that are already here and approaching. Have you been born again? Are you ready to become a new creature? Are you ready to participate in your miracle? Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God, and you will be able to confess Psalms 57:1. Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpast. Now for today's subject. God said, Psalms 33:6-9, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as in heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. God said, Proverbs 18:20-21, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. James 3:1-6, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of hell and is set on fire of hell. God said, Hosea 14:2, take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously, so will we render the calves of our lips. Man said, the mind of man has continuously evolved over time, being finally freed from the God crutch. We have been liberated from the God constraints. We are our own God. Now the record. Surely we are literally made of words, and during these times of colossal calamity, the words that we speak will dictate all that concerns us. The words that come from our mouths prophesy our future. Harnessing the tongue is our greatest concern. Even initial salvation will not function without it. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. This is God said, man said, feature article 523. These articles are archived in text and streaming audio. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. In these, all doubt is removed. Surely your childlike faith will not be disappointed. Welcome to God Said, Man Said. We're so honored to have your company. God Said, Man Said speaks the good word of God over you and yours. Mastering words, that's the business of the saints. God Said, Man Said has had the privilege of researching the supernatural phenomenon of words for the past 40 years. Nearly 40 features on this website deal with this marvel. A foundational example to this dialogue is repeated here. Years ago, I was talking to a man about Jesus Christ. He told me that what I had to offer was just words, as though words were of no consequence. I asked him, "What if I can prove to you that all things are created from words?" He answered me in a challenging tone, "Try it." The following explanation ensued. I asked him how he arrived at the event we were attending. He said he had driven up in his car. I told him I would prove that his auto was a simple compilation of words. I explained, long before the first car was ever created, a man rode down the road in a horse-drawn buckboard, taking all day to do what takes just minutes in our modern vehicles. He thought, "Boy, I'd love to have a horseless carriage." Those were silent words within his head. He went home and grabbed a tablet and pencil and wrote down his plan to create a horseless carriage, written words. I asked the man with whom I was speaking what we had so far, and he rightly responded, "Words." Next, the excited inventor went out into the field and dug up some iron ore that God had spoken into existence out of that which is invisible, processed it into steel, and drove away in the first car, his horseless carriage. I asked my friend, "What is a car made of?" He responded, "Words." Everything is made out of words, God's words. End of quote. In the features dealing with words, we have highlighted science's latest discoveries that testify, mostly unwittingly, of a word-centric universe. A very short bullet point review follows. 75% of the thoughts, silent words, considered by the average human are negative. When one thinks on good things, pure things, lovely things, joyful things, etc., the bone marrow pumps out red and white blood cells prolifically. White blood cells kill disease, and red ones are laden with food and oxygen for the cells while removing waste. Psychologists have discovered that the mind, with the use of word therapy, can remodel the brain. Psychologists have discovered that word therapy, in many cases, performs as good or superior to medication without the harmful side effects. Words literally alter the biology of the brain. Placebo effect, the power of positive words. Nocebo effect, the power of negative words. Neuropeptides and how words become physical disease. What we think in the brain and experience in our cells can be summed up in one word, neuropeptides. Photons, light, from outer space are laden with information, words. Cells communicate by emitting photons the science has dubbed the language of light. Biophotons, words, are made up of electromagnetic waves. Dr. Schwartz, in his book, The G.O.D. Experiments, had this to say about the writings of Dr. L.W. Fagg. He explains that electromagnetic radiation, light, has symbolized divine presence in the spiritual life of humankind for millennia. And yet, following the increasing disenchanting of nature, we have lost that contact between the physical and the spiritual, end of quote. DNA has life's construction instructions in a four-letter alphabet, and it is structured in sentences, paragraphs, chapters, and books, and it has on board the most sophisticated proofreading and editing system in the world, one beyond natural duplication. Your DNA is estimated to fill 1,500-page books and fill them full of words. You'll find the following excerpt from Everything Made of Words. Students of the Word of God know well the story of Noah's Ark. God used the ark to save Noah, his family, and representatives of all God's earthbound creatures. This ark, of course, was constructed out of words. The original timber was spoken into existence by God's words. The building instructions were given by God as words, and Noah put the words together. The following paragraph is taken from the October 15, 1999 issue of Jerusalem Post and a feature written by Shlomo Riskin. In the name of the Baal Shem Tov, founder of Hasidism, we find an amazing insight into the nature of Noah's Teva by examining its measurements. The length was 300 cubits, the breadth 50 cubits, and the height 30 cubits. When you take the letters formed by the numerical value of each of these, we get Shin, 300, Nun, 50, Lamed, 30, spelling the word Lashon, which means language. End of quote. Everything is made out of words and then affected by words. And that's because John 1:1 reads, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." New research that began in the 1990s and continues on today has discovered the astounding relationship between words, light, radiant information, frequencies, and DNA. This research was led by Dr. Bajolter Garajajev. Consider the following information. This research was led by Dr. Bajolter Garajajev, member of the Russian Academy of Sciences as well as the Academy of Sciences in New York. The Russian research was taking a wide angle and held an open view in their studies. The research team included biophysicists, molecular biologists, embryologists, and even linguistic experts. Their research revealed that the supposed junk DNA that has been completely neglected and forgotten by Western mainstream science was no redundant leftover of evolution at all. Linguistic studies revealed that the sequencing of the codons of the non-coding DNA follow the rules of some basic syntax. There is a definite structure and logic in the sequence of these triplets, like some biological language. Research further revealed that the codons actually form words and sentences, just like our ordinary human language follows grammar rules. Scientists have conducted much research on the origins of human languages and the origins of the grammatical rules that are so essential to all human languages. However, they have always failed to find the source. But now, for the first time in history, the origins of language may be surprisingly attributed to DNA. The language of the genes is much, much older than any human language that was ever uttered on this globe. It is conceivable that the DNA grammar itself served as the blueprint for the development of human speech. They found that the alkalines of our DNA follow a regular grammar and do have set rules just like our languages. So human languages did not appear coincidentally, but are a reflection of our inherent DNA. The most astonishing experiment that was performed by Garajajev's group is the reprogramming of the DNA codon sequences using modulated laser light. From their discovered grammatical syntax of the DNA language, they were able to modulate coherent laser light and even radio waves and add semantics, meaning, to the carrier wave. In this way, they were able to reprogram in vivo DNA in living organisms by using the correct resonant frequencies of DNA. The most impressive discovery made so far is that spoken language can be modulated to carry the wave with the same reprogramming effect. Now, this is a baffling and stunning scientific discovery. Our own DNA can simply be reprogrammed by human speech, supposing that the words are modulated on the correct carrier frequencies. Whereas Western sciences uses complicated biochemical processes to cut and paste DNA triplets in the DNA molecule, Russian scientists use modulated laser light to do exactly the same thing. The Russians have proved to be very successful in repairing damaged DNA material in vivo. Laser light therapies, based on Gargajev's findings, are already applied in some European academic hospitals with success on various sorts of skin cancer. The cancer is cured without any remaining scars. End of quote. God spoke all things into existence with knowledge-laden words. If this is true, then there should be evidence everywhere, and there is. These are the very last days, and calamity will abound. Children of faith will perform superlatively. Stay focused on Christ and the redemption of the souls of men, for soon these calamities will pass away. Thousands of years before modern science had begun to understand, God's word had declared the answer. Isn't it astounding to you that humble believers found in some of the world's most remote places, learned in the word of God, stand superior to the world's greatest minds? Surely God has answered the prayer of the psalmist in chapter 25, verse 20. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Note that at the end of this feature, you will find the list of word features that will surely bless your life. God said, Psalms 33, verses 6 through 9, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together as in heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood still. God said, Proverbs chapter 18, 20 and 21, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of the lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. God said, James chapter 3, 1 through 6, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of fairest winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. God said, Hosea chapter 14, verse 2, take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously, so will we render the calves of our lips. Man said, the mind of man has continuously evolved over time, being finally freed from the God crutch. We have been liberated from the God constraints. We are our own God. Now you have the record.